The Bible, a sacred book revered and trusted by billions of people around the world, is not just filled with stories of love and salvation. Hidden within its pages are eerie and mysterious stories that many people have never heard of. These stories not only send shivers down our spines, but they also carry profound truths and deep lessons that we must reflect upon. Today, we will uncover the truth behind six creepy stories in the Bible, stories you may have heard of, but perhaps have never fully understood the meaning and message they convey. These stories are not just meant to frighten us, but to remind us of God's presence, His boundless power, and the important lessons we need to apply in our daily lives. Join me as we dive into these stories to discover why they are so significant and how they can be applied to our lives today. These are not just ordinary tales, these are powerful messages from God, meant for all of us. Number 1. The Great Flood, the Destruction of Humanity. Have you ever wondered why a terrifying story like the Great Flood is retold in children's books? Children often hear about Noah and his great ark, but the terrifying details of this story are usually left out. The Almighty God, the Great Creator, decided to wipe out the entire human race with a catastrophic flood. Imagine this, the whole world submerged in water. The desperate cries of millions drowned in the wrath of God. Why did God do this? The Bible says that humanity had become so corrupt that God regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled, Genesis 6:6. This is a frightening declaration, showing that our sins and actions had caused pain to the Creator Himself. The Great Flood was not just a historical event, it was a powerful symbol of judgment, showing that God will not tolerate prolonged corruption. Put yourself in the shoes of those who lived at that time. They were probably living ordinary lives, not thinking that their actions could lead to the destruction of the entire world. But then, the sky darkened, clouds gathered, and the water began to rise inexorably. No one could escape the wrath of God. Have you ever thought that humanity today might be following the same path? Are we living sinful lives, ignoring God's warnings? If the answer is yes, reflect on this, because judgment can come at any moment. Noah and his family were saved, but they also had to endure the terrible isolation on the ark amid the storm, witnessing everything around them being submerged. This is not a fairy tale with a happy ending. It is a reminder that God cares deeply about how we live and act. We cannot ignore the fact that our lives today may be mirroring the sins of the past. Do you dare to look at yourself and change before it's too late? Number 2. The Earth Swallows Korah, Rebellion Punished. Imagine a moment when the ground beneath you suddenly opens up, swallowing you and everything you own, closing up quickly without a trace. This is not a nightmare. This is the terrifying story of Korah and his followers in the Bible. Korah, an Israelite, dared to challenge Moses, the man chosen by God to lead the people out of Egypt. Korah not only opposed Moses' authority, but also doubted God's intentions. He gathered 250 followers to rise against Moses. We must ask what led Korah to make such a reckless decision. Was it overconfidence in his understanding, or had he lost faith in God? Whatever the reason, Korah's actions led to catastrophic consequences. Moses warned Korah and his followers that they would see who was truly chosen by God. And just as Moses said, the ground opened up, swallowing Korah, his family, and all his followers. Then, fire from heaven consumed the remaining 250 men. This was not just punishment, it was a clear message that God does not tolerate rebellion and doubt against his authority. This event forces us to reflect on how we confront power and leadership given by God. Are you challenging God's authority in your life? Are you doubting the guidance He has given you? Ask yourself, if you had been in the crowd with Korah that day, what would you have done? Would you dare to side with rebellion, or would you choose to follow God and the person He has chosen? The story of Korah is a powerful reminder that even those who belong to God must face judgment if they choose the path of rebellion against Him. Reflect on this and see if you are on the right path that God has set for you. Number 3. The Levite and the Horrifying Tale of Betrayal. Throughout human history, there are stories that make people shudder, not because of ghosts, but because of the inhumane cruelty of people towards each other. The story of the Levite and his unfortunate wife in the Book of Judges is one such story. This is not just a story of betrayal, it is a story of moral decay and the complete collapse of society when people turn away from God. This Levite married a woman, but she betrayed him and ran away. He chased after her, but on the way back home, they had to stop in a city belonging to the tribe of Benjamin. There, a horrific event occurred. The men of the city surrounded the house where they were staying and demanded the Levite be handed over to them to abuse him. To save himself, the Levite handed over his wife to the crowd. She was abused all night and died at the doorstep. But the story does not end there. The Levite took his wife's body back home, dismembered her into 12 pieces, and sent them to the tribes of Israel as a gruesome message of the crime that had occurred. This was not just a desperate act. It was a warning that the society of Israel had fallen to an unimaginable level of corruption. The Levite's actions shocked all of Israel and led to a bloody civil war among the tribes. This story forces us to confront a terrifying truth. When people lose their fear of God, they can become cruel and inhumane beyond imagination. Have you ever wondered if we are living in a similar world? Is our society becoming so corrupt that crime is tolerated and even glorified? If the answer is yes, reflect on this story and ask yourself, am I living a life of betrayal and inhumanity? And if so, what can I do to change? Number 4. The Witch of Endor and the Ghostly Encounter with Prophet Samuel. Imagine being a king, once chosen by God to lead, but now abandoned, desperate before a life or death battle. King Saul, after losing all faith and no longer receiving guidance from God, decided to do the unthinkable. He sought out a witch in Endor and asked her to summon the ghost of the deceased prophet Samuel. When Samuel appeared, it was not with gentleness or comfort, but with a terrifying prophecy. Saul and his sons would die in battle the next day, and the entire army of Israel would be defeated. Imagine Saul's feelings as he heard those words from the ghost of his former mentor, the man he had once trusted and relied upon. This was not just a prophecy of death, it was the declaration of Saul's end, a reminder that he had fallen into despair and betrayed God. This story is not just creepy because of the ghost's appearance. It's terrifying because Saul, once chosen by God, became so desperate that he sought power through evil means. This is a serious warning about the danger of turning away from God and seeking power from illegitimate sources. Have you ever felt so desperate that you wanted to seek help from inappropriate sources? Have you ever thought that using unconventional methods could solve your problems? Reflect on Saul's story. Do not let despair lead you down the path of evil. Instead, turn to God with faith and loyalty, even in the most difficult times. Remember, seeking guidance from sources outside of God never leads to good results. Number 5. The Zombie Army in Ezekiel's Vision. Among the strange and haunting visions in the Bible, none can compare to the image of a valley full of dry bones coming to life and forming a vast army. This is what the prophet Ezekiel witnessed in a vision from God. Imagine this scene: skeletons scattered, dried out, and lifeless suddenly start to move, come together, flesh and skin grow over them, and then they rise up as a zombie army. But this vision is not a horror movie, it is a message from God to the people of Israel in exile. This nation had lost all hope, feeling as if they were dead in spirit and forgotten. But God, through this vision, told them that he would breathe the breath of life into them, bringing them back from the dead and leading them home. This vision is not just a promise of resurrection, it is a demonstration of God's infinite power, who can bring life back to what is dead. Have you ever felt like your life is a valley of dry bones, without hope, without life? Without life, have you ever felt abandoned, forgotten, with nothing left to look forward to? Ezekiel's vision is a reminder that God can breathe the breath of life into any situation, no matter how hopeless it seems. Ask yourself, are you ready for God to breathe the breath of life into your life? Do you believe that he can revive what is dead in you, give you a new chance to stand up and continue walking? This is not just a vision about the nation of Israel, it is about each of us. Open your heart to receive God's breath and let Him transform your life. Number 6. The saints raised after Jesus' death. The story of Jesus' death and resurrection has been told countless times, but there is a chilling detail that few notice when Jesus died. Not only did the earth shake and the sky darken, saints who had died were also raised and walked among the living in Jerusalem. Imagine this scene: loved ones who had passed away long ago suddenly come back to life, stepping out of their graves and appearing before you. This was not just the return of one person, it was the return of an entire army of resurrected saints. What does this mean? This event is a clear sign of Jesus' resurrection power, a power that not only brought him back from the dead, but also opened the door to new life for all of us. But more importantly, this is not just about physical resurrection, it is about the resurrection of spirit, of faith, and of hope. Have you ever felt trapped in a spiritual grave? Are there aspects of your life that you feel are dead, without hope, without life? The story of the saints' resurrection is a powerful reminder that Jesus can bring you out of that, resurrect you once more, and give you a new life in Him. He can bring life to the parts of you that you thought were lost forever. Reflect on this. Are you ready for Jesus to transform your life, bring new life to what is dead in you? Do you believe that He can do this, not just for you, but for those around you? This is not just a story of miracles, it is an invitation for you to step into a new life. A life guided by resurrection and the power of God. The stories we have just explored are not mere tales of horror. They are profound lessons about faith, judgment, and salvation. They remind us that God is almighty, and He never abandons us even in the darkest times. But they also warn us that if we turn away from Him, we will face the consequences. Ask yourself, are you living the way God wants? Are you representing His rule and power in this world? If not, reflect on these stories and find a way to return to the right path. These stories do not exist to frighten us, they exist to save us, to remind us of God's power and mercy, and of the necessity to live a righteous, God-fearing life. Leave a comment below about which story sent chills down your spine the most, and don't forget to subscribe to continue exploring the untold mysteries of the Bible with me. And if you think these stories are scary, stay tuned for the next video where I will tell you about a story in the Bible that even the angels fear. Thank you for watching. See you in the next stories, where we will continue to uncover the mysteries and powerful messages in the Bible. Remember, no story is too eerie or too terrifying that it doesn't carry a valuable lesson. Open your heart to these lessons and let them guide your life on the path that God has set.